Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
He was born in Bethlehem, they say. There was a star to light the path to where he lay. Rich or poor, they came from far and near. They'd all heard the reason he was here. He was the Son God sent to one and all, put on this earth to hang there on that cross, born to die so we could live. He had the birthday. Got the gift. They wrapped him up with gentle hands. God hoped the world would understand. Eternal life we shall receive. And all that he asks in return is that we just believe. He was the Son God sent to one and all, put on this earth to hang there on that cross, born to die so we could live. He had the birthday. Got to give. There's no way in this world we could repay the miracle he gave us on that day. He was the Son God sent to one and all, put on this earth to hang there on that cross, born to die so we could live. He had the birthday. We got the gift on our Savior's birthday. We got the gift.
Over the years as a Bible teacher, I have noticed that my heart leans towards the unbeliever, trying to get the unbelievers to see the great mercies of God.
forever trying to get their attention, warning them of the wrath that is to come in the future. Yes, the anointing that God has placed upon me is to teach the salvation message to the unbeliever. But over the years as a pastor, I have noticed that many believers don't understand the way of salvation the way they should. Many Christians are confused about many of the doctrines of the Word of God, relying more on their teachers and pastors instead of turning to the Word of God and seeking it out for themselves. We have to understand that the Word of God is a hidden treasure, and those who turn to the Lord need to seek out those treasures. You can only find your freedom if you seek it and search for it. The devil is there to try to stop you at every corner. It doesn't take long, you get discouraged, and that's where many Christians go into the defensive mode. They form a ring of protection around themselves, which the church calls doctrine, instead of seeking out the will of God and the excitement of God. They get enclosed in a circle of doctrine that doesn't allow them to spread their wings, that their doctrines keep them kind of prisoner. So throughout their lives, they stay in a stalemate situation. The Lord wants us to reach out to Him. The Bible teaches us, "He that continues in my word shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free." But the sad truth is, many people know the truth, but they don't act upon it. Yes, listening to preachers and teachers is a very good thing. They give you insight. But God wants that relationship. He wants you to search out those treasures for yourself. And once you start doing that, then a relationship begins. And thus, God can lead you into some interesting revelations. This is what Christianity is about. Christianity is not only about getting born into the kingdom of God. It's getting to know the will of God and how to operate in that kingdom of God. This is the reason why we are here, left here on this earth after we become born again. We are placed into a schooling situation which will determine our position when we get into our inheritance. This is what I feel the Lord is showing me. So before we get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to open our hearts to His truths. Heavenly Father, I come before You. I pray that You will anoint this message. You will open our hearts to the truth of Your word so that we can understand and seek it out for ourselves. Lord, I know there is not much time left, and we need to seek out Your face. So You will open our hearts so that we can understand Your voice. I ask You, Lord, to bless us today and make us a blessing to many. In Jesus' name, amen. In Proverbs chapter 3, there are some interesting verses that many people may read but don't take to heart. In verse 5, it tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." This is a promise from God that goes very deep. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. This is easy to say, but it is very hard for a person to do. And that is not to lean onto our own understanding. Because we come into situations that we don't understand, then all of a sudden, we do not seek the Lord. We try to figure things out ourselves. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, it tells us, "Call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you mighty things." This is what God is promising us. If we will call unto him, he will show us mighty things. But before we start seeking the Lord on any situation, there is a warning from the Word of God found in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. It tells us this, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." This may sound innocent, but when you really study it, it tells us that God will give you exactly what you're searching for. And this is where we get all the cults from. I have come across people who called themselves prophets of God. They called themselves apostles of God. You listen to them for a while and you begin to understand that they are focusing on themselves instead of on God. They are drawing you into their idea of what the kingdom of God is. Regardless what you show them in scripture, they will tell you, you got to have the revelation. They are so sure of themselves that they're on the right track that they cannot figure out why you cannot see what God has shown them. Even if their teaching doesn't line up with the Word of God, I have come across people like that. They are completely set in their hearts that they know the truth. Well, here is the scripture. God searches your heart, and he will give you according to what you are seeking for. Are you seeking to honor God, or are you seeking to honor yourself? God knows our hearts, and we have to be very, very careful. And then in Isaiah chapter 28, in verse 9, there's another scripture that is very interesting. It says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts." Simply meaning, those who truly understand their salvation. Those who are at rest in their salvation. These are the ones that God has chosen to show the deep things of his kingdom. It is very clearly. It says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And to whom shall he give understanding? Them that are weaned." What does it mean to be weaned? Well, if anybody is a farmer out there and you know about a cow and a calf. A calf is not weaned if it still feeds from its mother's milk. It cannot get by on its own. It still needs its mother's milk. Once the cow weans the calf, then that calf eats only grass. It learns how to live and eat by itself. And this is how it works in the kingdom of God. If you're going to be wondering all your life whether you're truly born again or not, then you cannot get into the deeper things of God, because that means you have not really been weaned yet. God wants us to understand these things. Don't go too deep into the Word of God until you have settled it in your heart where you stand with God, when it comes to the way of salvation. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, there is a rest for the people of God. Therefore, labor to enter into that rest, so you do not fall into unbelief. So he is warning us there that we need to labor to find the peace that God wants us to have. Enter into that rest before you become discouraged. I have found out in my years of teaching the Word of God and being a pastor and being bombarded with different types of letters and people's questions. If you would not know where you stand in your salvation, it can become very quickly discouraging. The spirit of doubt would enter you so fast that it would destroy you. I have been grounded in the Word of God for the last 25 years, 30 years. I am totally at peace with what's going to happen to me once I pass from this earth. But even in this, sometimes a spirit of doubt will get your attention and you will somehow feel, is it really so? Only then you know whether you're truly standing assured with God, because Satan knows whether you know or not. And he will not bother you for very long if he knows that you know where you stand with God. It tells us very clearly. I'll read these scriptures over again in Proverbs chapter 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. In other words, when you're established like this, you will have health in your body. This is what the Word of God teaches. Oh yes, I know we have to eat healthy. We have to take care of the temple of God. But if you are going to operate in the will of God, the Bible promises very clearly that you will have health in your physical body. This is what the Word of God promises, and I wholeheartedly believe this is how God has designed it. So where does that leave you? Where does that leave all of us? What is in us? Is the Holy Spirit setting our course? Or are we leaning to our own understanding? Are we trying to figure out our own path? Or is God directing our paths? God is giving us a warning. If we do that, we will fall into different types of situations that will hurt us. But if we take time to seek the Lord, spend time in the morning, give him the first hour of your day, and God will bless you through the rest of the day. This is how God has designed it, and this is how it's going to be. The Lord wants you to open your heart to his truth. He wants you to rejoice in his salvation and in his leading. If we're not going to seek him out, if we're not going to seek his leading, then for sure there's going to be confusion and chaos in our lives. So the teachings are there for us. The warning is there for us. All we need to do is pay attention and live according to how the Word of God prescribes. And for those of you who don't know the Lord, we are fast running out of time. When we look at what's happening on the world scene, we know that there is not much time left. Jesus is about to come back for a bride. And once that happens, then the world that we know is going to be changed so drastically that people who would look at it from the past would not recognize it. So turn to Jesus, seek him while he may be found. The Lord is coming for his bride. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
They came from near, they came from far, following a distant star to where he lay. Not being sure of what it meant, but knowing it was heaven sent, they made their way. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried.
The angels knew what was to come, the reason God had sent his son from up above. It filled their hearts with joy to see.
I've often thought about that night and wondered if they realized that star so bright
was sent to tell all the land the Son of God would soon become the Son of Man.
And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound. And the angels cried. And the angels cried. And the angels cried.
After listening to the program that I have just preached, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I had been leaning to mine own understanding in a certain teaching that was in the Word of God, and that was the teaching on tithing. There was a time in my life where I would teach that nobody can rob God. And because I was leaning to mine own understanding, my understanding was, how can somebody rob God anyway? This scripture found in Malachi chapter 3 doesn't make sense, or somehow I don't understand it. But because I was leaning on my own understanding, it seemed like that I was assured, that I was sure of myself, that nobody can rob God. Then one day while teaching on tithing in church, the Holy Spirit brought it to my attention that I need to take what the Word of God says and not to lean onto my own understanding or whatever I think. It's the Word of God that stands, not the word of Dave. And then I had to apologize in front of everybody because here it says, will a man rob God? That's found in Malachi chapter 3. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And it says, in tithings and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. And it goes on to say, bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be no room enough to receive it. When God opened my heart to that truth, I realized that I had been leaning onto my own understanding, figuring that it is impossible to rob God. But the Holy Spirit brought it to my attention and pointed to the scripture, and I had to back off and admit my mistake. So once God gave me that revelation, it becomes easy for me to back off when I realize that my upbringing or the way I have been thinking is not lining up with Scripture. So now I can easily look at Scripture and admit to myself that my teaching and my doctrine was wrong. Yes, the Word of God stands. It will never change. We have to bow to it. It does not bow to us. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, it tells us, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The Lord wants us to understand that regardless of what we think, He will always seek our best. This is the Lord's intention. So when we don't have things all figured out, if there's problems in our lives, and we start leaning to our own understanding, then all of a sudden we go away from the will of God, and God cannot help us. We need to trust Him because the Bible teaches us very clearly He's looking out for us. He wants the best for us. He looks for our prosperity. He looks for our health. That is what He's determining in His heart. He wants to give us His best. As we prosper in our soul, so the Lord wants us to prosper in our health and in our finances. This is the will of God for each and every one of us. And if we will lean onto His wisdom instead of our own understanding, then God will be able to do the best for us. The Lord will open your heart to these interesting truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
Please, please, watch it all.